Hello, my name is Jesse Hansen, and I'm the Chief Clinical Officer at Dimensions. I commend your courage and I respect your volition for being willing to do the deeper work and to move towards the next stages of transformation in your life. Now that you've engaged with the preparation stages, and now that you have a better understanding of the different parts of self who may likely show up during the retreat, we could say that a container has been built, and the container is the space within which deeper work can happen by having an understanding of what's happening as well as the understanding of safety. Preparing for ceremony itself is different than preparing for something that we do. In my experience, ceremony is a space where I have to open myself to be humble, to surrender, and to be in some form of unknown. And this would be ceremony with or without plant medicines. It is simply about creating a sacred space. And the word sacred in this context, I'm referencing really what gives us meaning, what gives us our life a sense of purpose. How do we find deep gratitude in hopefully small things, but large things as well? How do we find the sacred or bring it out of a situation? Because it's always there. And many of our ancestors, especially indigenous ancestors, have known this and lived this life and walked this path for many, many years. When we come to a more modern understanding, our old friend Webster defines ceremony as a formal act or series of acts prescribed by ritual, protocol, or convention. That begins to give a little bit of an idea of what this is, ceremony, but what I would like to offer all of you is, what if we're willing to believe that ceremony has to do with a sense of finding awe, of finding, by awe I just mean that which makes my mouth drop a little bit or my eyes open up a little wider. And it is the roots of the word awesome, something that is awesome to me. What if we are to believe that ceremony has to do with helping us remember the sacred parts of our life and all the things and all the people that we can see the awesomeness in? And ceremony is not a thing you do just to take plant medicine. Ceremony is a way of becoming present to your own life and your own body. Ceremony invites us inwards in a soft yet direct way towards deeper levels of understanding of who we truly are. When we add in the elements of different plant medicines and different rituals, we simply amplify the space that's already been set as a space to go inwards and be in tune with our inner world. And so what if we also are willing to believe that ceremony can be created through the collective intention of a group of people? The set and setting are so crucial as to how this can happen. If a group of people put their intentions together to come together and be authentic and honest and vulnerable and open up, then the ceremony begins when those intentions are set. Once you've already now signed up and you are ready to come to these retreats, this is the way of knowing the ceremony has already started. And the closer the date gets, the more, if we are listening, one can feel there's something happening already. There's a deeper level of mirroring. And the last piece I wanted to share with you all in terms of understanding how to really prepare for ceremony of any sort is that you will get back what you put in. You'll get back what you put in, because the more we show up in ceremony, the more we can be vulnerable and honest and authentic, the more we can begin to understand and see what we get back in the integration stages is that long-lasting change, that different embodied understanding of why we've been stuck in a certain pattern, a certain cycle. So I deeply, deeply encourage and I deeply hope that you all can bring as much authenticity and vulnerability and strength as you prepare for these ceremonies and prepare to go inwards.